Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
We number one, baby.
Have I told you how much I really do love you? How much I really do appreciate you? Yeah, I'm the X-Man, your radio minister of music. Somebody prayed for me, literally. And this is new music from Sydney Buckner and Youth in Unity. It's called Somebody Prayed for Me on Real Gospel.
Took the time to pray for me.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And I'm so honored to have one of my good friends from Chicago, Illinois, Chi-Town, is back in the house. Sydney Buckner with Youth in Unity. Great to have you back on Real Gospel, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me back.
The last time I spoke with you, we talked about the Youth in Unity project, and which did extremely well. In my opinion, it did extremely well because youth all over the country, all over the world, had something they could call their own. And now you're back. I'm loving, feeling, just simply the song "Somebody Pray for Me" just took me back to. It humbled me in a way, not just looking at the title, but thinking about the fact that, you know what, somebody did pray for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And for you to have youth singing that song is something special. So what, first of all, what's been going on with Sydney Buckner and Youth in Unity? And then let's talk about the CD.
Sydney Buckner and Youth in Unity has been going strong. This year, we celebrated our 5th year anniversary. So, and all is well. We had some youth to go off to college. You know, they're doing well, and we had some more youth to come in. Even had some college youth that has good jobs now. So 5 years, a lot has happened since the first CD. But God is good. We're just giving God praise and just showing the world that youth, you know, can praise the Lord too.
Amen. So give us a little history for those who are not familiar with who you are and how you got started and how you how God has you've been using you in music. Who is Sydney Buckner?
Sydney Buckner is a Chi-Town drummer. My home church is Pilgrimage Name Baptist Church, 8220 West 91st Street in Hickory Hills, Illinois. My grandfather, Reverend S.D. Durrell, was the founder. Reverend Juanita Christopher is the current pastor now. So I came up in church playing the drums. So I'm still currently playing the drums there every Sunday. Back in 07, I actually produced my first CD with my church choir called Breakthrough. So after that, you know, I started working with the youth ministry in my church, and God just gave me a vision just to branch outside of the church and just start working with youth, you know, around the community and all around Chicago. So it's pretty much how Youth in Unity choir got started. So
who makes up the dynamic of Youth in Unity now? Is it mainly high schools, middle schoolers, and below, fused in with some college students? Who are they now?
I consider Youth in Unity, as of right now, being a youth young adult choir. When I talked to you before, it was more so a youth choir. But, you know, if you're over the age of 18, you know, I consider you a young adult now. You know, some say grown, but hey, you're a young adult. So I have age ranges from 13 to about 23 as of right now. So they came back from college and they still wanted to be a part, so I couldn't tell my people no.
See, sounds like another choir you should be working on. Hint.
You know what? That's your fault.
yeah. Give them something to do. Break out some solo careers in the name of Jesus. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. You know how people sort of, well, God called me. He gave me this voice. What was it, the Temptations, when dude's father, choir boy's father, was saying, how can I preach the word of God and my own son is out here singing the devil's music?
Right, I remember that movie.
But God gave me this voice. What? Anyway, so somebody prayed for me. We know what the song is about, but what's the song about?
Well, growing up in a Baptist church, you know, the story, this is how the song came about. You know, every first Sunday, my combined choir, which is the elder choir, they sing the old Dorothy Norwood version, "Somebody Pray for Me, Have Me Under My..." I like that song.
Yeah.
But I said, God, I said, give me a way that I can bring it to my youth so they can feel it and so they can get the meaning out of it. So, man, one night God just gave it to me. You know, I slowed the groove down. I put a verse to it and presented it to the choir. They loved it. They loved it. And everywhere that we go in Chicago, everybody is requesting it. So But yeah, the inspiration came from my church choir doing the original way every Sunday. So,
wow. So, where did the youth come from? What is the process like when you are penning a song? Do you put an announcement in the bulletin board? Are you announcing this on the radio, saying, "Hey, we're having auditions for this for Youth and Unity Choir"? How does one get involved in youth? Because I'm having a challenge. I'm a youth pastor, and I'm telling you, I'm having a challenge getting our young people to take seriously the choir.
Social media is the number one thing that my coordinators and myself are using. I actually have some of the youth working, trying to attract other youth to Youth and Unity ministry. Social media, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, you know, they put the songs on SoundCloud, or we do pluggers, and I even have pluggers that I say, "Hey, you know, send them out to your home church, you know, see if any youth would like to be interested." I also invite outside youth to our rehearsals. You know, just, "Hey, you know, come sit in, see if you like it, you know, see if it fits for you, and, you know, we can talk about you joining the choir." So I try to do as much, but try to keep the youth involved with attracting other youth to the choir. So,
okay, so are the youth the ones who are posting it on social media and inviting their friends?
Yes.
So you have them doing it. Interesting.
I do it myself, but I make sure they're doing it as well. So.
Okay. And so that's been very successful for you.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, you've got a CD project, but, you know, but sometimes people come because they want to be a part of, you know, the glitz and glam of being on a CD. But, you know, I think it sort of swings both ways. But I want, so if this is helping people out there, other choir directors and people who work with youth, it's helping me as well by asking you these questions, because we have youth that I'm not saying that their heart is not in the right place. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that the level of excitement when it comes to singing in the choir versus some of the secular songs that are out there,
right. There
is a struggle out there. The war is real, trying to get them to understand that God's music is the music that you need in your soul, in your spirit, to carry you through. So how do you communicate that message to your group?
Well, even at times, you know, when we do our concerts, they may want to stray away just a little bit, do the little nay nay whip dance, and I'm like, "You know what? I'm not going to kill it." I say, "Okay, let's incorporate it in our music." You know, I'm saying, if you guys want to get crunk for Jesus, you know, I'm going to talk in the youth terms. I know some of us older folks don't know the youth terms, but I let them know we can have fun, but still, you know, you're doing it to glorify God. You're not doing it to glorify man. So, yeah, I try to interpret what they're doing nowadays, youth-wise, but I don't want them to go overboard. So, you know, we have a little dance moves that we do in our routine, you know, and I kind of give them a little freedom, leeway, but they, you know, some of the older folks may not like it, so we don't overstep our boundaries. So.
Yeah, true. And some pastors may not like it either, but I think that, you know, and we have that issue from time to time, but I think as long as they show some restraint and some reverence, that we're not taking it where you think we're taking it, and this move, and you cut some stuff out and say, "Well, you know, that is a little too much right there, but that thing that you do right there, no, that's cool, you can do that, but that other thing, no, you can't do that," because is that a fair assessment?
Well, I mean, and, you know, me just mentoring youth and actually working with youth on a daily basis, you know, youth have to be youth, but we have to train them up in the right way. But we can't take all the youthness from them, but we still have to let them know, "Hey, you can have fun, but it's a right way to have fun."
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much what I'm trying to teach my youth. So.
Amen. So, you're working diligently with the youth. We're loving the song, "Somebody Pray For Me." What's in store? What's going on with the Youth and Unity Project?
So, next year, we will be in preparation for our second sophomore CD. Is going to be a live recording. Probably probably December-ish 2016, we're going to do the live recording. So you guys should have full CD probably by 2017. So, but yeah, starting in January, we're going to start learning original songs. I'm going to bring some writers in. I'm bringing back Malcolm Williams, bringing back Tony Tidwell, and a few other my Chicago friends. So we're going to probably call it Youth and Unity Project 2. And that's what God has given me, so...
Wow, I'm excited. I mean, December of 2016, man, that is way out. And I guess that means that people are going to have ample opportunity because you are working. I mean, I can just picture the work that you're about to put into this and that you're currently putting into this because we're Facebook friends, by the way. And for those of you who follow me on Real Gospel with the X-Man, he's one of my Facebook friends on there. So so I see that you all are ministering in different places and people are inviting you to different places and different churches and different ministries and different activities. So as that increases and you all incorporate the entire project, so you're gonna be busy for the next few years.
Yes, I mean that's the plan. I try to keep these youth out of trouble, so I want to keep them busy. I tell the parents, hey, just work with me. Just know that your child is in good hands. So, and I encourage them to come to our engagement concerts as well too. So the parents are actually witnessing what's actually going on, and I've had parents say, hey, Sydney, you know, my son, my daughter has changed, or I've seen a change in them since they've been a part of the community. And hearing that lets me know that, hey, I'm doing my job, so...
Amen, amen. And you're doing a tremendous job because you're helping with the training up of a child and the way that she goes so that when they're old, they shall not depart. Sydney Buckner, my good friend from Youth and Unity, you're doing a tremendous work as always. And you will continue to have our support here on Real Gospel. How can the listeners find out more about you and what Youth and Unity are doing?
Youth and Unity has a Facebook page, Youth and Unity Choir. We have a Twitter page, Youth and Unity One. We have a Instagram page, it's youth_in_unity. Website is going to be launched soon, so be on the lookout.
Amen, amen. And very quickly, what advice can you give youth out there who are tinkering on, sitting on their gifts, or using their gifts not unto the kingdom of God, but for that other kingdom?
Youth out there that's not using their gifts for the kingdom of God, please get right, get saved. Know that God is the way, and He's the truth for your success.
Amen. Sydney Buckner, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend. It's always an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. And we will continue to follow you and Youth and Unity and all the things that you are doing for the kingdom. God bless you all. God keep you all. And may the enemy not be successful in tearing down what you're doing for the kingdom, because God knows we need our youth to stay encouraged and impacted in the things of the Lord. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Your Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.